He turned his. Why would you cut a chunk of your heel off with stockings on? I mean, he turned his horse around and took the false bride home again. This isn't the right girl either, he said. Haven't you got another daughter? No, said the man. Now, is her father a scuzz or what? You know, no, says the man. There's only a puny little kitchen drudge that my dead wife left me. She couldn't possibly be the bride. Send her up, said the king's son. But the mother said, oh, no, she's much too dirty to be seen. Cleanliness is next to godliness, right? We all learn that as little, little children. Yeah? Wash your hands before dinner. But he insisted. So maybe the prince is shaping up here. But he insisted, and they had to call her. First, she washed her hands and face. Good move. And when they were clean, she went upstairs and curtsied to the king's son. He handed her the golden slipper and sat down on a footstool, took her foot out of her heavy wooden shoe, and put it into the slipper. It fitted perfectly. And when she stood up and the king's son looked into her face, he recognized the beautiful girl he had danced with and cried out, this is my true bride. The stepmother and two stepsisters went pale with fear and rage, but he lifted Ashputtel up on his horse and rode away with her. And as they passed the hazel tree, the two white doves called out, Riku, Riku, no blood in the shoe. Her foot is neither long nor wide. These guys can talk pretty well. This one is the proper bride. Then they flew down. It's not over yet. Then they flew down and alighted on Ashputtel's shoulders, one on the right and one on the left. And there they sat.